What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the podcast has aching, thick,
you're looking at it. Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah, I say, damn.
Yo, what up, this is Questa, deck off. All the stars.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Bentley, the coolest kid in Slovenia. But of course, I'm never alone. I'm with my girl
Esme. What's good? What's popping, everybody? My name is Esmeralda Ramsey, the one and only Kruskopka is going to ever do it like me. Otherwise known as Diego the Big Don Dada in the streets. And we're back.
That's right. We're back. Love it. This is the Extended Cut Podcast by Madiba's Radio Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, the main topics for this podcast will be dissecting the BET Awards. I'm seeing these news around Sierra, Bow Wow.
Listen, the drama, the tea.
Dude.
The tea.
I was like, yo. I'm like, yo, I gotta catch up. I'm like, what is going on with all this buzz, bro?
I know, right?
And we're also going to introduce familiar segments like
the pat on the back, you know. If you're true to this, you'll know that, you know, we always do like a check-in. We ask each other, how you doing? What song kept you going?
Yeah, that's exactly
all of that.
It's very important.
I was just about to say, you don't ask a student how they're doing.
It's rough.
We are not doing good. We are just breathing through the wounds. And then we're obviously going to peep through the charts of the week. We're going to check what has been trending, you know, in the past week.
Music in the street.
Yes. And then we're also going to plug you with new music and the new music scoop. And then we're going to play a little game.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This time is different, though.
I feel like mine are easier, though.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go easier.
We'll see.
I'm scared about what you have because I'm like, yo.
Mine is chilled. Mine is pretty. I'm telling you, I feel like you'll get a 5 out of 5 here.
I should. I deserve it. Anyways, how are you? Like, how are you doing?
I just said, you don't ask a student.
Okay, how's your day going so far? Or how's your week going so far?
Oh, my week? I've been sick, girl. I've been fighting a throat infection. I had to see 2 doctors.
Yeah.
But I'm doing much better now. I feel like I've recovered. I still need to take my antibiotics and da-da-da-da, and then I'll be good. I have an assignment due tomorrow. It's low-key stressing me out because I don't know what's going on there, and I'm just winging it.
Yeah.
And then I'm writing my exam, my first and my last exam.
That's so nice. On
the 18th. So, yeah, I'm just going to be preparing for that. I'm mentally prepping for that. But how are you doing?
I'm cold.
Girl, so cold. You is wearing wait, what are you wearing underneath?
It's a vest.
A vest.
I'm not responsible when it comes to the cold. But anyways.
Bante is a baddie. She don't ever get cold.
You know.
But she looks gorgeous.
Exactly. Flu is for the week. But anyways.
Listen. I feel like you're dissing me now.
I'm not.
But anyway. Anyways, how has your week been?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm calm. And light. I mean, I'm stressed because I'm writing tomorrow and I'm like, yo, there's so much to cover. But nah, I'm pretty much okay. It's my last paper.
Ooh, Sabaweli, cries in Sabaweli. Yo, okay, so what song kept you going this week? Or, you know, is it a song or 2 or 3 or 4 or more?
Hey, a lot.
Yeah, same.
Because I need to like log in, so I need like a lot of songs like playing in the background. Really? But I've been listening to DJ Zinhle's husband. Is it husband? Yeah.
Yes.
His album, Asante.
Oh, okay, nice. One. Nice, nice.
Glory.
Nice. Okay. I like that.
So, yeah. Hmm. And us, when?
Who? A couple of songs. Okay, let me break it down to like 2 songs.
Yeah.
So, I've been listening to, I still can't get over Ricky Rick's album, guys. Yo. The album, nah. I've been listening to Raindrops.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that song. That's my favorite song on the album. And then I've also been listening to Alex Jean. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name. Christian hip hop. You don't listen to Christian hip hop? Okay, no. Okay.
Oh, I said that wrong.
No. I get it, girl. I get it. Yeah, I've been listening to Stand Firm, You'll Win. Yeah, definitely kept me motivated this week. Kept me going. Yeah, because I felt weak. Yeah. Yo, I couldn't even get out of bed. I had to like...
It's so hard when you have so much going on and then you also have flu. Like, yo.
It's a lot because you just want to give up on everything. Like, yeah, you just want to bed like, rot. Bed. Right?
Period.
But yeah, we had things to do this week. We had things to do. And we got them done. So yeah, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be back.
So speaking of songs, what songs are on the charts on the Billboard 100 this week?
Okay, so at number 10, we have... Who's calling it? Who's calling it? Okay. Okay. Listen, love that song down by Drake. And this song has been on the charts for 16 weeks. It's been pushing. Number 9, we have...
Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. Right. It's my eldest favorite
That's
song.
Your favorite, girl. But I'm not going to lie. The song grew onto me.
It did.
Yeah. Same. One thing about the hit list.
Hey. I think it's growing on everyone because it's been on the charts for like 71 weeks.
Yikes.
Dude, but yikes. You don't know the song.
Literally since last year. For the girl he sent my way.
But hey,
number 8, we have Lose Control by Teddy Swims. I know Bante loves the song.
I do. Down. I know it word for word.
Yo, bar you for bar.
And play with me when it comes to Teddy Swims.
Hey,
baby.
You're a G, hey?
I am.
If you don't know the song, that's how it sounds. Oh, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Girl got pipes.
Right? Like, I should be up there, Beyonce, but it's fine.
Real talk, you should be on the tour. That's where you should be. And this song has been on the charts for 94 weeks.
You see? He is who he thinks he is.
Real talk.
You can't play with Teddy Real Swims. Talk.
Number 7, we have Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
42 weeks on the charts.
Listen.
I'm not a fan of this song.
Why?
I don't get it. Do you like it?
I just woke up from a dream.
Wow.
I don't you're a coward, girl. Because what do you mean? You're literally dancing here singing.
I am. Like, you know when you like can... I don't want to say tolerate a song, but like...
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I get you. You know, you don't like a song, but you like when it plays, I know the lyrics.
Yeah, but I wouldn't listen to it like every day. I listen to it like that one time because I have to.
Okay. Period. Fair enough. I'll give that to you. Number 6, we have Bante's ultimate fave. A Boss Song by Shaboozy.
Sitting on the charts for 60 weeks.
Right?
That's right. Sitting at number 5, I'm The Problem by Morgan Wallen, which has been on the charts for about 18 weeks.
Is it the one where, I forgot the artist, with the face tats? Post Malone. It's not that one. Okay.
It's more like country.
No, this is definitely because, like, Post Malone does country music now. Is he not featured on the song? Really?
No.
Okay.
Now I need to go look for that. But okay.
That's cool. That's
Number
cool.
4, we got Luther by Kendrick and SZA, which has been on the charts for 28 weeks. Kendrick Lamar is not leaving that I'm Listen. The Man title, you know. Here it is.
Sure. love this song down. Even the original song. I've been listening to the original song before this song came out.
I love the one with SZA.
You like this one?
Yeah, better. I think because I'm a SZA fan.
Okay, but you haven't listened to the Luther Vandross one?
Mm-mm.
Never. You should.
I'll look into it.
I think you love it. You seem like the olden goldies type of hat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
It's a beautiful song. And this song has been on the charts for 28 weeks.
Mm.
Okay.
Hey.
Lovely.
It's been. All right. At 3 on the charts, we have Just In Case by Morgan Wallen. And at 2, we also have Morgan Wallen with What I Want with Tate McRae. I love Tate McRae.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like, but like she's really good. Mm. I think she's really good. Mm. You want to hear it? Can you hear her voice? Love this lady.
Gorgeous.
So much.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous things. And who do we have on number one?
Ordinary. It's been trending on TikTok a lot.
I don't think I know it.
Really? It's been trending on TikTok like... It's like a wedding song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
Would you play it at your wedding?
No.
Ah, girl. Okay.
It's a good song, though.
Oh, this song. Okay.
He sang it for... He wrote it for his girlfriend, wife.
Yeah. I see why this song has been on number one. Hey, but also one thing TikTok has ruined us. Hey, we don't care about the artists anymore. We
exactly.
Just
as long as the song is trending and it sounds good, I'll put me on. Yay. Fine.
And then worst part is when that one song is trending, it's only that one part that
and
sounds
I only
good.
Know, like, we're going to jump into new music just now. But like, you know, Cardi B's been trending with the whole...
Oh yeah, let's go wrong for wrong.
Yeah.
Let's go lick for lick. I'm waiting for that song.
Let me see you handle this. Do me how you do me. That show, we won't speak again.
That's my favorite crash out sound now.
I needed to release it like yesterday.
As in yesterday.
Thank you.
Also seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that we're finally here with the new music, Ting Ting. Have you listened to Typo by Glorilla?
No, but
yeah,
I love me a country.
Nah, yeah.
No, but I've been listening to Lizzo. Like the Lizzo song.
I'm not gonna lie, that song. That's the only good part.
But that's the only part I know. See, TikTok's been
Talk about in it. It has like two parts.
It has two parts. One is like, I've been fat and I've been skinny.
Yes, I know that part too.
I like that part.
Okay.
I
hear you.
But TikTok's making us love songs, but only for like little bit. And then when the whole song comes up, we're going to be like, oh no, I don't like the original song.
Mm.
But like, I don't think that's the case.
Hmm.
I just think that we've been listening to that one part so many times. And when you hear the original song, it's not as wow.
So you're saying it's basically overhyped?
Basically.
I get that. It is.
But it does make us want to go stream the song. So.
Real. I mean, we get you the numbers.
Love
we
it.
We definitely do. And then...
Speaking of new music, on the 5th of June, Sabrina Carpenter dropped her new single, Manchild.
Hmm.
Ava says she's throwing shade at her ex.
Hey, I saw that and I'm like... Ah!
I'm like, hey.
You must have made her mad.
So the lyrics are claimed to be a savage message to her ex, Barry, is it Keegan?
Keegan, I think.
Keegan.
Yeah.
While the lyrics don't call him out by name, it's a cry for having to deal with an emotionally immature man. And then she also posted, there's this part where she said, it's about you.
On X, right?
Dude, and I'm like, yo.
Baby girl is a savage.
Everybody's just throwing shade at these men. Do it. I'm down. For hating men, I'm down. Period. I'm there. Don't leave me out. It's a bit.
Okay. Have you listened to the song?
Not yet.
It's a good song. You know how Sabrina does.
Sabrina's always
does
good
it.
Though.
Yeah.
I haven't had the chance to
listen to it.
I've been swamped.
It's a good song. It's a good pop song. You know, it's a good
Sabrina.
Radio type of song. It's a radio banger.
I'll get into it.
And apparently, the ex was in the previous, what's this music video? Please.
Mm. Was he there?
Yeah, because they were dating for a year, right?
Broke up last year, December. And then she made a song about him.
And she's like, okay, but it's just he say, she say. We don't know if the song is about him. She never confirmed
Maybe
this.
She'll, but she said it's about you. Who is you?
What if she has other exes?
Oh, have a fun.
Just because
we always look at the recent one, though.
No, what if she just like draws inspiration from like,
The past.
The past. Okay. Of the past.
If I mean, I'm not going to argue. On the 6th of June, Little Sims released her 13-track album titled Lotus.
Yes.
The album explores themes of betrayal, mourning, healing, and the complexities of female identity, particularly in a world of intense pressure and societal expectations.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album. I listened to it this morning. Also, fun fact, on the second song, I'm not too sure what the song is titled. Our very own is featured on one of her songs. Moonchild Sandley.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm
telling you.
I need to, like,
hop on it. But the thing is, with this album, it's one of those albums where you need to, like, sit down. You know, you want to think about life. And you're like, you just want to be motivated and inspired. And you want to listen to words. Then
wanna, like,
definitely listen to this album. Yes.
Love it.
Yes, because she is, like, a conscious rapper like that. You know, she talks about the issues that people face, you know. She talks about love. There's this other beautiful song where she talks about her view, her perspective of love, how she basically interprets love, and I think it's a gorgeous song.
You're putting me on.
Listen, you're gonna love it.
Deep into it, and I love it for you. BET Awards happening this week. Well, they already happened.
Yes.
But there's a lot of things going on. Yeah, we've got Ciara and Bow Wow.
Wow, wow, way.
He performed a song, and they used Ciara's voiceover, and the camera didn't even show her. She was like, "I'm not putting up with this."
And that's also the thing with this, because this is one of Bow Wow's biggest songs, right?
Obviously, he has a big artist on.
Yeah, yeah. And also Ciara, that's also one of her biggest records.
Yeah.
But apparently, they were dating when the song came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they made the song. And obviously, they broke up. Ciara moved on with her life. He moved on. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And there's a time where the song was playing in the club, right? And maybe he was lit, maybe he was turned up, and, you know, he got too excited and went on the stage and was like, yeah, this was my calling her out her name first, or I got her first. And knowing that Ciara is a married woman now, she has kids and all of that, so why are you disrespecting a girl like that?
Why are you going to do it like that, though?
Ish, blame it on the alcohol. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. So obviously I think Ciara was like, hey, bro, you're not going to disrespect me and my family like that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I'm not going to do none of that. I'm not going to hop on this with you. This is what the people are saying. We don't know because they haven't come out with this. The only thing I know of is Bow Wow coming out after the performance. He was like, I didn't even know she was here.
But
if you were performing,
why don't you hit her up and say, hey, I'm going to perform this song. Don't you want to hop on with me?
Because you had rehearsals, right? Come on. And
I was like a permission thing. But hey, you never know what's happening in people's
weird times.
Maybe
weird
they just don't talk.
But basically, he, like, blamed it on BET and was like, oh, they didn't even tell me she's here. But, like, you're not about to tell her last minute to come and perform the song with her, you know?
Exactly.
So people are saying that, nah, it's not BET. She just doesn't want to work with you because of what you said, homie.
Exactly. Hey, well, you got to stick with the things you say.
Right, right. And, yeah, that's basically the argument, the back and forth.
Yeah,
and all it is.
Kwase kwa nzima.
Listen.
Kwa celebrity.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrities, we have Doechii, who takes a stand as one of the few artists to speak up on Trump's administration on a public stage. I think we should.
Okay. Definitely.
It's time we exercise our democratic right. I do want to address what's happening right now outside of the building. There are ruthless attacks that are creating fear and chaos in our communities in the name of law and order. Trump is using military forces to stop a protest. And I want y'all to consider what kind of government it appears to be when every time we exercise our democratic right to protest, the military is deployed against us. What type of government is that? People are being swept up and torn from their families, and I feel it's my responsibility as an artist to use this moment to speak up for all oppressed people. For Black people, for Latino people, for trans people, for the people in Gaza, we all deserve to live in hope and not in fear, and I hope we stand together, my brothers and my sisters, against hate, and we protest against it. Thank you, BT.
Beautiful.
I love that you used her platform to like bring about awareness. But apparently some people weren't clapping, though, like Black people there that weren't supporting her, like weren't clapping. What's that about?
excuse me. So what I know about it is that maybe the show was just too long, guys, and people wanted to go home, you know. People were tired. But yeah, and maybe it's just a thing of like people shying away from, you know, these type of heavy topics, even though it is a reality in, you know, America right now. People don't want to be seen supporting certain organizations, certain just debates that are circulating, because it's all in the name of I have to protect my brand, you know.
True.
That could be the case. Maybe it was just a long and tiring show. Maybe sound was the problem. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I definitely get why some people also say that, like, nah, you know, more people should have given her her flowers right there.
They should have.
Because she's using her platform to be the voice to the voiceless, the voice of the voiceless, the voice for the voiceless, you know? And I think it's a beautiful thing, because normally, you know, artists just go there, I want to thank this and that and the third and the
walk-off. She didn't even say that, she's like, I'm glad for this, but
yeah, she did say, respectfully, thank you, but let's talk about what's actually going on in the world. And I love that
for her.
Yeah. Period. She did it absolutely beautifully.
But hey, lighting news with the BET Awards. Yeah.
Onto the accolades. Onto the awards.
Period.
Super excited. Hey. Because Kendrick Lamar, K-Dot,
you know who it is. You know who it is.
Takes home the award for Album of the Year. Oh, yes. GNX, beautiful album. Mm-hmm. He also took, what did he take? Best
hip-hop artist.
Best male hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Then best collaboration with SZA.
Oh, yes.
And then Music of the Year for the diss track, Not Like Us. Oh, my goodness.
They Not Like Us. They Not Like Us.
They Not Like Us for real. It's not a good time.
Like, oh, congratulations
to be Drake
to
right now.
And SZA won female pop and R&B artist. Mm-hmm. Oh, the girl deserves her flowers.
She does. She been deserving her flowers. Period. It's been too long. Then my favorite, Doechii. Doechii took home best female hip-hop artist, as she should.
As she should, period.
As she should. Also, I didn't watch much of the BET Awards.
Yeah.
But I saw a couple of performances that I was like, okay. I don't know. I'm such a big Glorilla stan right now.
You've been.
Listen, she also performed a new song, Moss. She performed Typa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was good. And then she brought out, because she sampled Keisha Cole.
Yeah.
And yeah, Keisha Cole was there singing the la. So I thought that was dope. I thought it was really, really, really nice. That was my favorite performance.
I feel like I want to be there. Like, I want to experience the whole.
In person.
In person, yeah. Petizo Figanini.
Do you want to go to the awards show in person for it? I feel like it's so chaotic.
But like, I want to see, I want to feel what they're feeling.
No, but here's the thing, though. Yeah. What you see on TV and what they experience, it's totally different. Because remember, they take ad breaks. They show us, like, on the big screen, like, on TV, basically.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are the nominees. And now you have to sit there and sit through all the breaks and watch how they prepare stages and then wait for the artists to come up and perform. And then they have to clean the stage. And then, so I feel like it's just not a, It's not an enjoyable experience. I like to watch it from my couch, respectfully.
Where you see all the good stuff happening.
Exactly, because I'm not trying to sit through the ad breaks. Nah.
Hey, paying homage to the ultimate icons, a few minutes were taken to appreciate Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx. Ooh, did you see Jamie Foxx's speech?
Not yet. I'm still on my Zoom. I still need to get on my Zoom. How was it?
Yo, it was so sad. Like, he was on some, this is like his second chance. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Second chance, I'm not gonna turn down. I'm not gonna turn down. I have so much love to give. I told him, I said, man, bro, just give me one more crack at this. And I promise, I said, whatever reason you put this on me, I promise I'm gonna do right.
Yeah. Okay, so I think it's basically related to I think what happened to him in like 2023.
Yeah.
He had a stroke, he was hospitalized, you know, and it was due to a brain bleed. Yeah, that caused him to have the stroke. So I'm sure, you know, it was definitely a life threatening experience for him. And
very traumatic.
Yeah, seeing that he recovered, he can stand up now, he can speak, he can do everything, man, is such a blessing. And it's beautiful that they're also giving him his flowers whilst he's still here with us.
Shout out to him. Yeah. That is Kirk Franklin and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg. Snoop Dogg. And Kirk Franklin, of course. Yeah, and that is about it for the news music scoop and what has been happening in the streets of music and so forth and so on. But now I think we should like wrap it up.
It's time to hop into the game.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah, first. You want to go first?
Okay, sharp. Let me cook.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one.
Oh my goodness.
Which artist released the hit song Kill Bill in 2023? Is it one, SZA, two, Doja Cat, three, Billie Eilish, four, Lizzo, five, Ariana Grande?
It's SZA.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The queen herself.
Yeah.
Okay, two. Which rapper won the most awards at the 2025 BET Awards?
Oh.
This answer is a given.
Okay.
One, is it Doji? Two, Kendrick Lamar. Three, Drake. Four, Travis Scott. Five, Lil Baby.
It's definitely number two, Kendrick Lamar.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Three, the iconic song Purple Rain was performed by which artist? One, Michael Jackson. Two, Prince. Three, Stevie Wonder. Four, Marvin Gaye. Five, James Brown.
It's I only know one Purple Rain. Okay, I know a couple of Purple Rains, but I know the original OG is the second one by Prince.
You're so good at this.
I know my music.
Like what? No, I'm scared.
Nah, don't be.
Okay, four. With the song Jerusalem.
Okay.
The global hit from 2019 was produced by which South African DJ? Mm-hmm. One, Black Coffee. Two, Master KG. Three, DJ Maphorisa. Four, Gabs Are Small. Five, DJ Zinhle.
Definitely number two, Master KG.
Hey.
Yeah.
Last but not least.
Okay.
Last and least. Who won the Best Female Artist Award at the 2023 South African Music Awards?
Guys.
One, Shoma Josie. Two, San Al Musician. Three, Amanda Black. Four, Elaine. Five, Nomcebo Sikode.
Wait, repeat the question.
who won the Best Female Artist Award at the 2023 South African Music Awards.
2023, guys. Yo. Okay.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. Okay.
Should I repeat the options?
Yes, please.
One, Shoma Josie. Two, Senal Musician. Three, Amanda Black. Four, Elaine.
I think it's Elaine.
You're right. Ah! Five out of five.
Five out of five. Poo, 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 poo.
I'm so proud of you. So
thank you, thank you. Okay, your turn. Are you ready?
No.
Come on now.
I'm not ready.
Come on now. You definitely know these.
No.
I'm telling you.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you.
Okay, let me lock in. Please. Let me lock in.
Woosa, woosa. All right, question number one. Which South African rapper released the album Zuluman with Some Power in 2020? Is it number one, Nasty C? Is it number two, AKA? Is it number three, MT? Is it number four, Questa? Or number five, Casper Nyovest?
Yo.
Awa. Awa, say it, see. You're not for real, girl. You're not serious.
Really?
This one is the easiest one, I'm telling you. Okay, no, it's not the... Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy.
Mm-mm,
okay, do you want a hint?
Yeah.
His girlfriend is a rapper now, too.
Oh, nice to see you.
Yeah, see?
I know the girlfriend.
Love her down. You, I love her content. That girl. Even her music. Beautiful. Number two. Question number two, I mean. Which artist is famous for the album 25 released in 2015? Is it number one, Adele? Number two, Taylor Swift? Number three, Beyonce? Number four, Rihanna? Or number five, Ariana Grande?
25?
Yeah.
Is it Adele?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
I was an Adele fan once upon a time.
All right.
She's good.
She is. Always been that girl. Question three. Which artist had the viral hit Old Town Road in 2019? Number one. Okay, she's not even gonna. She's not even gonna. No, your answer's wrong, babe.
You're lying.
We're looking at the original. I'm joking. You got it right. You got it right.
I'm like, no, give me my options. It can't be. It can't be.
Now you got it right. I'm just pulling your leg. Number four. Who performed the BET 2020? Who performed at the BET 2025 Awards? Who performed? Yo, excuse me. The 2025 BET Awards opening monologue. Excuse me for that. Is it number one, P. Diddy? Number two, Kevin Hart?
Hey.
Number three.
Wait, for this year?
Yes. Jamie Foxx. Number four, Lil Wayne. Number five, Drake.
Yo. Wait. Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Yeah,
Kevin Hart. I was like, just think monologue, my sister.
I saw him. He was, yeah.
He's the host.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah. And then he brought up these two. People weren't happy about these two people that he brought. I forgot them.
Mm-hmm.
Kai and his friend.
Oh, Kai Sinet and DDG?
Yeah. But then Lizzo wasn't happy when Kevin Hart brought up the whole diabetes thing.
Oh.
Her face was like, what?
Yo, like, the drama at these awards. You like, just want to be there for the drama.
It,
I see now.
Yeah, I'm there for the drama. You
say,
know me.
Say.
I'm there to like, he said what? But hey.
Hey. At least nobody got slapped, guys.
You don't know what happened after.
Last question. What genre is the song Coco by DJ Maparisa and Gabs Are Small? Is it one, Om? Is it two, House? Three, Hip Hop? Four, Amapiano? Or five, Kwaito?
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Amapiano.
Kung, 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 kung.
Hey, I'm so proud of me.
5 out of 5.
Yay.
We did this.
Twinning. High five.
High five. Yeah, we've been doing the hit list for too long for us not to know our music.
We can't not to know.
Yeah. Like, that is it from us.
It's been lovely.
It's been amazing.
It's been great.
Until next time.
Same place, right here on the Extended Cut Podcast with the Divas Radio Podcast.
Signing out. Bye.
Peace.
The best youth station in the Bay. Divas Radio.